Hola y gracias por volar en la aerolínea Aria de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30.000 pies. Oh, y también Greenheart.
Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. And you can get a copy of our Best of the 1999 Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat, at philhenryshow.com. You can order it online. It's $23.50 online. That's $3.50 for shipping and handling, $20 for the CD, and all of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway teenagers and young adults in Hollywood, California. And these guys have been at it for over 10 years, making their community centers available to kids that are living on the streets and trying to change those lives, turn those lives around for the better. We've made, since the 15th, $38,257 with the sale of our CD. We're very, very thankful to you for that. $38,257 from our online sales and our appearances here in Southern California, where we have met a lot of people, signed the CD, and sold it for a very, very, I hate to use the word worthy cause, but it truly is. And if you knew the people over at My Friend's Place, as we've gotten to know them over the last couple of years, you'd really appreciate the stuff they're doing. So, thank you very much. If you'd like to order the CD online, again, it's philhenryshow.com, and that's the official website of The Phil Henry Show, and there's a lot of other interesting crap that you can look at there as well. We have a news story here. There was interesting because Y2K, you know, the new year is approaching, and at least one incident took place here in Southern California today involving someone who we are familiar with, the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, Mrs. Stephen Dooley. She was involved in what was described by onlookers as a hair-pulling incident with Colleen Brandt, an assistant manager at a local major club store. Now, you know what I mean by a club store. These are the places you become a member, you go in, you buy stuff there. Colleen Brandt is an assistant manager at this store. Mrs. Dooley was a customer in the store, and apparently they got into a hair-pulling tussle, which wound up with Mrs. Dooley being pulled off of the assistant manager of the store. So this was a violent incident. We have Bobby Dooley on the phone with us tonight from Western Estates. And Ms. Dooley, good evening.
Good evening, Phil.
Embarrassing for you?
No, not at all. I'm a mother standing up for her family.
And tell me what happened.
Well, Phil, this was escalated by the store itself and by store personnel. I was in this store. I've been told not to mention the name of it, and I won't. But we were in the store today purchasing some provisions. There is something called Y2K, which is approaching. We were getting some bottled water. We had one case of 2-gallon jugs. Actually, we had two cases of the 2-gallon jugs of bottled water. They told us that they were limiting the sale of the 2-gallon jugs to one case. Now, I need to explain something to you before we get a little bit further into this story. I have three boys. I have a husband. We use a lot of water. We obviously would use it for cooking, for bathing, for drinking. We do drink an awful lot of water. And we are mindful of what our country possibly will go through on January 1st if the Y2K millennium, so-called millennium bug, is as serious as many people say that it will be. My husband believes that it's important for us to stock up. That's what we were doing. My husband also believes that it's important for people like us to survive should there be something serious that happens to our country, and that our sons need to survive, because God forbid, and I say this, Phil, in a worst-case scenario, but if we needed to repopulate for whatever reason, I think we need reliable and dependable people, and we need responsible people to repopulate with. And we do consider ourselves to be in that category.
So, well, what does all of this have to do with you taking more water than the store wanted you to take?
I explained to this woman that you're mentioning.
Colleen Brandt, she's an assistant manager?
Yes. She, at no time did she even have the common courtesy to introduce herself. I explained to her that I was purchasing water for my husband and for my sons. I had 2 cases of the 2-gallon jugs of water. She said they were limiting it to 1 case. I said, I understand that you need to limit this for the other customers, but I have 3 sons. I have a husband. My sons attend Western Estates Middle School. I have a younger son who attends Western Estates Elementary School. My husband has a very successful landscaping business. We are prominent members of the community, and I will be purchasing 2 cases. My husband believes that that was the proper thing to say to her. At that time, she said, again, we are only selling 1 case of the 2-gallon jugs. I said, well, I am not removing that, and that's when she went to remove it.
So the store assistant manager went to take the extra case of water out of your cart?
Yes, she did.
And that's when you grabbed her hair?
I simply grabbed the back of her hair to pull her away from the cart. That's when she reached over and grabbed my hair. And we essentially went toe-to-toe. You have to understand something, Phil. I'm a mother, and I have 3 sons. You never get between a woman and her children.
Yeah, but Bobby, I mean, here you are.
Phil, you never, ever get between a mother and her children. And this is something that is very prevalent in nature, and it's something that we all know about in nature. If you come upon a den where a mother is guarding her young, whether it is a wolf, a snake, I don't care what, and you try to get into that den, that mother is going to tear you to shreds, limb from limb, Phil. And she got between me and my sons.
Wait a minute. All right, to calm down for a minute, okay? You're in a store. The policy of the store was to only take 1 case of the 2-gallon jugs. You took 2 cases.
I had 2 cases. I told her I have 3 sons who attend Western Estates.
No, I know where your sons go to school. The obvious thinking on your part is you deserve the water more than the other people.
Phil, we have something called Y2K coming up. We have.
I'm fully aware of Y2K. I know all about it.
Okay. There is a good possibility that we will be without running water and that it is going to be a free-for-all. And the strongest will survive.
And well, now you're talking like an idiot, okay?
I didn't call your program to be insulted.
No, but now you really are. Now you're talking like just a dime store idiot. The strongest will survive, for God's sake. We live in a civilization here. Act like a civilized human being, okay? We're only going to survive if we help each other. And everything that I have heard and read is that if anything happens, it will be moderate to mild at the very extreme. Now, what are you talking about?
I am talking about saving my family from what could be a disastrous Y2K event. It could be a non-event, you're right. But if what happens, what I think is going to happen, happens. Did you see the film Road Warrior?
Oh, come on.
Did you see the film Road Warrior, yes or no?
Yes, I saw Road Warrior.
Okay. You're going to be up for grabs along with everybody else. My family. And if we have to repopulate the Earth.
Repopulate the Earth?
Yes, Phil. If it's necessary. If nuclear weapons go off as the result of a bad computer programming, I think those of us who are educated and those of us who have the means should survive.
Okay, so you got into a hair-pulling match at a major club store today because you and your husband need to survive to repopulate the Earth. I got it. And this is the kind of idiotic thinking, of course, ladies and gentlemen, that permeates some sectors of our society and of our community. Imbeciles, idiots, jackballs, let's go buy water, let's go get generators, let's go get batteries, and let's be embarrassed on the first when nothing really major happens. And there you have a lady who got into a hair-pulling incident today at a department store with one of the managers. They're pulling each other's hair because she's got too much water. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization on the line. And this is obviously a black eye for the Western Estates PTO that you got into a hair-pulling match over at a club store today.
Well, Phil, you know something? I will explain that to them, and I don't think that that really is of any concern of anyone else's. We're in the middle of a Y2K experience, and we are, you know, we are trying to do the best we can. I went to get water. They told me that I couldn't, and I did what any woman would do, protecting her family.
Any woman would get into a hair pulling match with an assistant manager of a club store right there in full view of everybody else because you needed water for your sons and for your husband.
That is correct, Phil, and my husband believes that they don't have the right to tell some of us that we can't have extra water. Some of us, I think, are deserving of extra water, whereas some of us probably are not.
And those of us that are deserving of extra water are who?
I would say they are the individuals who obviously will assist if, and it's a very big if, Phil, if there is a need for repopulation.
You talk about repopulating the Earth because of what? Because nuclear weapons are going to go off?
So I'm saying it's a very big if.
You're a big if. It's like it's not going to happen. You got every responsible agency in the United States of America, every responsible business, every responsible individual involved in computers telling you that at the very worst, it is going to be a moderate problem with computers that will be staggered across an entire year. Not some big blackout, not some big nuclear holocaust. And yet there you are getting into a hair-pulling contest at a club store with an assistant manager because just in case we need to repopulate the Earth, you and Steve and your sons need to have water.
That's exactly correct, Phil. And you can mock it all you want and misunderstand it all if you want. It is absolutely possible, and it you call it a hair-pulling contest. I call it a fight for survival, and I call it a battle for my family. And if any woman listening out there would understand.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is Fargo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I want to know, who the hell do you think you are, lady? Well, for one, when there's a limit.
Yes, there is a limit for some of the people. I explained to the store manager.
You're some of the people. You are the people.
I explained to the store manager.
Hold on.
I explained to the store manager that
there is a limit for you. You are a person just like any other person.
I explained to the store manager that I had three sons and a husband at home.
There are people with more kids than you.
Yes, and let's look at those families, shall we?
They have to apply to that same limit you do. Maybe.
Let's look at those families, shall we? More kids. Who are they? We don't know. Are they responsible? We don't know.
Are you responsible? We don't know.
My husband has a very successful landscaping business.
Does that store manager know that you are a responsible person?
I explained to them that my husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Anyone could explain anything. Anyone could explain anything they want to a store manager.
I've been a member at that store for 15 years.
Well, still doesn't know that you're responsible. Have you sat down? Are you guys friends?
The fact of the matter is this. I am a mother of three boys. Don't get between a dog and his meat.
Were your children in the store at that time?
No, they were not.
Then there is no getting between you and your children. Ma'am, there is a limit. And another thing, as far as repopulating the Earth, what is that?
That's what I'd like to know. What is that all about?
I will tell you exactly.
Do you think that you've been chosen to repopulate the entire Earth, that you are the almighty being that will repopulate, that you and your husband are just...
You can laugh all you want, Mr. Henry.
Well, it's funny. What is this repopulating? I mean...
Mr. Henry, you know that computer problems can arise which would cause a mass launching of nuclear weapons. And then what are you going to say?
Oh, come on, for crying out loud. There's a manual override on every one of those systems. You think the Russians want those? Even if the Russians got bad computers, they've probably had a manual override on those things since about 6 months ago that they wouldn't even have to deal with that crap, all right?
Same thing
here in the United States. You can't even launch a missile without a key and a whole bunch of crap. I know. I saw Crimson Tide.
Oh, You saw Crimson Tide, so you know. Did the gentleman in Fargo, you see Crimson Tide too?
You know what? I have actually been to an Air Force locally here.
Wow.
And in order for a missile to be launched, you have to turn not one key, but a 6 or 7 keys simultaneously.
All I'm saying is if, and I told Mr. Henry it's a big if there is a mass launching of nuclear weapons, if we have a problem, yes, don't you want responsible people repopulating the earth?
How do we know you're responsible? Who says it's going to be you?
I have told you that my sons attend a very prominent school.
Well?
They're very intelligent boys.
So?
My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Because your sons attend a very prominent school,
mm-hmm.
and your husband
mm-hmm.
owns a very... That makes you responsible
mm-hmm.
people?
So when I'm proven right, don't bring your radioactive...
Hello?
Yes.
We lost her line. Is she there? Is the lady there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know,
when I'm proven right...
No, it's ridiculous.
Don't bring your radioactive hairless ass over to my house for water.
Ma'am, you are being utterly ridiculous. Getting into a hair-pulling fight with a manager over a couple of bottles of water...
Because you need that water to repopulate the earth. Let's not forget that.
Both of you are dying from radiation sickness. Don't come to my home.
Well, I tell you what, Phil, when I'm dying from radiation sickness, I will call you and let you know, okay?
Give me a call, and we'll have a chat.
How about we'll have coffee and discuss the radiation
We'll have a radioactive cup of coffee.
Wonderful.
Listen to the two assholes.
So now we're using language like that.
Now we have to resort to profanity, but we're responsible. I don't want, if we have to repopulate, I don't want these repopulated children using that kind of language, man.
How will
sorry.
You make coffee with no water? Oh, got you on that one,
but
didn't
you've
I?
Got water.
Got
your
you on that
one.
No, how are you and Mr. Henry going to make coffee without water?
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll go to your house and loot your water. How about that? We'll go to your house on our radioactive motorcycles, kick down your front door, and
I suppose you'll rape me.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I will. I'll rape you, and then I'll take... Oh, my God. Thank you, sir, for your call, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have shotguns in the house. Okay,
great. You'll have shotguns. But first, I'll rape you, and then take your water. Phil Henry Show.
Will you plant your radioactive seed in me?
Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще батька.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So anyway, here in Southern California, we had one incident. And may I stress just one? Of a lady getting into a hair-pulling match with an assistant manager at one of these major club stores that you become a member of, and you can go in and buy all of your groceries or what have you. They had a limit. You could only get one case of water. She got two cases of water. She happens to be a frequent guest on our show. Her name is Bobby Dooley with the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, and got into this hair-pulling match and was removed from the store and apparently felt that she was entitled to the water. I didn't ask you, Bobby, did you get your water?
Yes, I got my water, Phil, and I think you're mischaracterizing what happened. I was, again, as I said to you earlier, a mother protecting her children.
Well, when the manager went to remove the water from your cart, you grabbed her by the back of her head, correct?
Yes, I grabbed a handful of her hair and I snapped her head back so as to get her out of my cart. Yes, and that's when she wheeled around and grabbed my hair.
Now I have a question. Store employees say that they had to pull you off of her. Is that right?
I took her feet right out from underneath her. You know, let me explain something, Phil. I'm 5'3". I weigh about 110 pounds, but I am a walking ball of hurt. And what I mean by that is, if you get between a dog and his mate, I can bring it. Okay?
What do you mean you can bring it?
I can bring it. That's all I'm going to say. I can bring it.
You can bring what?
Don't mess with a woman especially a mama bear protecting her cubs, okay? Or I'll bring it on you. And I can bring on the hurt.
All right, so you brought on the hurt. You took this woman's feet out from underneath her, and you were literally had to be pulled off of her.
That's correct.
Are you proud of that?
I am proud of the fact that I was protecting my children.
You keep saying protecting your children. You were buying 2 extra gallons of water. And
that was for my children, for my husband, and for God help us, our future on a planet that may be devoid of every living thing within the next 48 hours.
And oh, you're just, in my opinion, you're being dramatic. Here is Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to know where she gets off making up her own rules. She can go into a store and she doesn't
every man
have
for
to follow
himself.
The rules.
Every man for himself.
Every man for himself.
That's right.
So you're going to repopulate the earth with that attitude. Every man for himself.
Strong will
that
survive.
That barbaric
the
attitude.
Strong will survive. That's the new.
Ma'am, you have no understanding
law.
Of Y2K.
The Darwinian law, the strongest survive.
You have no understanding of Y2K.
I
none
happen to
whatsoever.
Know that the lights, if the lights go off, and Mr. Henry, you have heard him on the show say he'll come to my home radioactive and rape me. And
I'm kidding, for crying out loud. You're the one saying that you're afraid of me being radioactive.
If there is a mass launch, yes.
Can I ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
Could you have followed the rules,
mm-hmm.
got your case of water,
mm-hmm.
and then went to another store and got another case of water? That way it would be fair to everyone.
I don't think that that's something that needs to be discussed or even considered. I was there.
Why not? Because
the water was in my shopping
right
cart
thing?
Already. Because the water was in my shopping cart already. Who's she to tell me?
It's her
she's
store.
The manager.
She's
the
assistant
the
manager
store.
Of the store. She runs the store. She's the one that sets the policy. Or no, she enforces the policy, okay?
I've been shopping there for 15 years.
Well, that's great.
I get everything there. I get all of our meats, all of our produce. This is the call of the wild, the Freudian law, survival of the fittest. Sigmund Freud said it.
And he's a great example to follow, Sigmund Freud.
You've never heard of him?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Okay. What are you telling me? You don't like him?
No.
Why?
Well,
no.
Why do you have this fear of Y2K?
Because on the news it said the computers. Let me explain it to you, okay?
Okay. Seeing
when,
that I'm a computer programming major, explain it.
When
to me.
The computers go to zero, they're going to think it's the 19th century all over again.
No, ma'am, they do not.
And,
I mean, they honestly do not.
Please allow me to finish. Please allow me to finish. When the computers go to the year 2000, and the computer won't know that it's the year 2000 because it wasn't explained properly.
So it wasn't programmed.
I'm sorry?
You're saying that the computer wasn't programmed to understand the year 2000.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever lost clumps of hair?
Yes, actually I have.
It's not pretty, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That's what happens with radiation poisoning.
And will you get off of the radiation poisoning,
what,
okay?
What's with the radiation poisoning?
But the mass launching of missiles.
The mass launching of missiles, okay? This is what she's worried about, that when it trips over to zero, all the freaking computers are going to go ape, and they're going to launch all the missiles, okay?
Okay,
is
ma'am.
That what you're worried about?
We're not going to drink heavy water.
Are and you a believer in God?
You get splotchy, too. Am I a believer in who?
God.
Oh, that. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Would you not think that if he made individuals intelligent enough to form a computer...
If he made individuals what?
Intelligent enough to make a computer, because he gave us that gift, because he gives everyone...
Well, then you better pray to God that he fixes the damn things, because they're about to go haywire.
No, he also gives you the intelligence for the... For mankind that have studied this for years to be able to control this.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a few little glitches in a few little
I heard
country
on the news
stores
today,
or something like that.
God
but there's not going to be
computers.
Nuclear missiles going off.
God
there's not going to be
man.
Any of that because no matter what anybody thinks, everybody wants to live. Do you think
God
Russia's going to send off a nuclear missile because they know that we'll send off one too?
God also made computers and look what happened. Listen, I have a friend of mine. She just got a jury duty notice from the county of Los Angeles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jury duty for the year 1900. Excuse me, but that was 99 years ago. How can she go to the year 1900? and be on a jury when she doesn't live in that year? And I explained it to her, and she's worried.
What's she worried about?
She's worried.
Is she worried she's
going to
walk into the courtroom and everybody's
she's worried
be from 1900?
Why did she get a notice for the year 1900? We haven't invented time
travel
yet.
It's a glitch in a system. And most people.
Lady, she's got a thing for 1900. So guess what? She can figure it's for the year 2000. If that's the worst problem we got.
So
some jackball's going to look at that and go, well, I guess I don't have jury duty because it says 1900.
I mean, in Charlotte, like,
well, what is she supposed to?
The major stores in Charlotte are like Food Lion, major grocery stores,
Food Lion,
like that. Yeah, and like six months ago, these people were Y2K compatible. They've been working on this thing for like 2 years.
Well, I don't know what you're supposed to wear. I don't know.
To what? The year 1900? Get yourself something high button. It might be great. Thank you very much for your call. So what if they got something from 1900? So she looks at it and she says, oh, I guess I got jury duty for the year 2000.
It doesn't say that, Phil.
Well, she can assume that they meant 2000. It doesn't say that. Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay. I want to ask the hair puller why she didn't just fill her milk cartons at home with water. I mean, why did you even bother?
Fill my milk cartons with what? With tap water? I'm sorry, no.
Pardon me?
With what? With tap water?
Well, if you're such a survivalist, don't you have some kind of filter?
No, we don't drink tap water, do you?
I love my tap water.
Well,
Rocky Mountain tap water.
So you think.
I've been alive 59 years, and I'm still going strong, but I don't understand why you didn't find
well, then
some
why
water
didn't you turn your radio down?
Yourself.
Then why didn't you turn your radio down when he told you to?
Pardon me?
Why didn't you turn your radio down?
I don't have a radio on.
You're
I don't
lying.
Know what.
You're
does
lying.
That have anything to do with what we're talking
you're
about?
You're lying, because I can hear your radio on
but
the background.
But what I think is so sad
do you
is
realize
that
the
you're
crap,
the kind of woman
that you're
who gives women such a bad name.
No, I didn't.
It's
you're
so
the one,
embarrassing.
You're the one that didn't turn her radio
just,
down.
You're an embarrassment.
And now you're lying about it.
To women. You
no,
really are.
I protect my family. Do
why don't
you?
You
do you protect your family?
Your family.
I protect
your
my
poor
children.
Family. They need
I protect my boys.
From you.
I've got the water for them. And it's not your Rocky Mountain slop. It's good, clean water.
You poor excuse.
Turn your radio down.
It's just really
turn
sad.
Turn your radio down.
Nothing's going to happen. I know you're going to be very disappointed on New Year's
what?
Day, but
tell
really nothing's
to turn
going
radio
to happen.
Down.
You're still going
ma'am,
to be alive.
Ma'am, would you turn your radio down so she'll quit asking me for you to turn your radio? Hello? She hung up.
What a filthy liar. She said she didn't have her...
Okay, give it up. She had her radio on fine. She lives in Salt Lake City.
She may want to drink the crap that comes out of her tap. She might. I'm sure she's the kind of woman that sucks out of a garden hose. Not my family. And besides, she's pretty old, so she won't be missed. But
well, that was uncalled for.
Well, it's true.
Well, it was still uncalled for.
Well, it's still true.
Greenville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to ask the woman, does she believe in God?
Mm-hmm. What?
Do you believe in God?
No.
You don't believe in God?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Okay.
Not at all.
No.
Are you an atheist?
Am I a what?
You're an atheist?
What's that?
Someone who doesn't believe in God.
Well, I guess that's me.
So how do you believe, how do you think you're created? You just
how do I think I
day?
Was created?
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't
don't
matter.
Know?
I thought
yeah,
we were
it does matter.
Mr. Hendry, were we talking about Y2K?
Yes.
Well, could you stick to the point, please?
I am sticking to the point.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're
you
babbling.
Think that just a couple bottles of water is going to save your life?
You're babbling.
You think you're better than everybody else? That you think that you should repopulate the earth?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Well, there is a God, okay?
Well,
and
no,
he's going to decide
no,
who's saved.
No, there is no God.
Yes, there is.
It's every man for himself, and I will repopulate the earth.
Okay.
I'll tell you how I was created, by the way, in the back of a Vega. In 1955.
Oh, that's the way everybody was created?
That's how I was created.
Okay, and from
for you,
of
I don't
time?
Know. You, it might have been a truck stop.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think?
I'm sorry, my
okay,
parents
what,
loved
what
each other.
Well, that's fine. They might have loved each other in a truck stop.
Okay, what is the point of all of this?
That's
what is the point of
today.
You, ladies? What are we...
Well, Phil, she's trying to tell me that I don't have the right to decide that it's up to Steve and I and our three boys to repopulate the earth.
Well, what do you mean your three boys?
My three sons will select as their consorts three young women. And if this young lady was smart, she'd be one of them.
you're just absolutely insane.
Why am I insane that I am making precautions for the future and all you can do is babble about God? God helps those who help themselves. I thought that's what I heard you people say.
I do. I do help myself.
Okay. Have you gotten your bottled water?
Yes, but I don't think that I should, that I'm better than myself than everybody else, that I have to go and steal somebody else's water and fight for it.
I'm not stealing it. I bought it.
But you're limited to one. I work in a retail store.
You're talking
pretty
fast.
Same thing. I understand what limits are.
You're talking pretty fast. Are you on crank?
No.
Okay.
I just came home from work.
All right, I was just checking.
Yeah.
Are you on crank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
What the hell are you on?
High on life, honey.
Yeah,
I'm high
on life. How old are you?
I'll bring it. How old am I?
Yeah.
Old enough to know.
Oh, so you don't want to say your age. We have
I'm old enough
age,
to know.
You don't.
I'll tell you what, right now, though, I'm old enough to bring it.
Can I get a straight answer?
How old am I? I'm 43.
43. How
yes.
long do you think you can repopulate the Earth?
Darling, for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really believe that, lady.
Well, you know something, lady? At least I'm making plans. I'm not going to be on my knees praying to some super, what do you call it, the big boogeyman or whatever you believe in.
She believes in God.
I believe that there may possibly be something happen, but I don't think it's going to be the end of the world.
Well, what do you think will happen?
I think there may be a little bit of a power surge, and that's it, a power outage. That's it.
So why'd you get water?
Huh?
Why'd
I always have bottled water. I drink bottled water every
yeah.
day. I take a bottle of water every day to work.
Yeah. Have you got good complexion?
Yes.
It's good for your skin, isn't it?
I just like to drink water, but I don't think that I should, I mean,
how
I,
do you handle
I,
all
I live
those
out in the country.
How do you handle all the trips to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's no problem for me.
Okay. I'm prepared. Well, you'll be whittling.
I'm not saying it's not I don't think you shouldn't prepare, but I think you're going
darling,
to the extreme.
Listen, darling, I'm not going to be on a front porch whittling some wood on New Year's like you. I'm going
no.
to be hunkered down in my
okay,
bunker.
Okay, how prepared are you?
In my bunker complex.
Water.
We have 6 gallons of water, and we have Campbell's Chunky Soup.
That's it?
What's wrong with that?
Okay, I think I'm a little more prepared than you. I have water. I have a generator.
A generator, a little bit of a surge, and you have a generator? Hello.
No, I live in the country, okay? I'm prepared to get around.
Move into the city, for God's sake. Get around some people. It's not healthy.
All
you do is sit out there.
But my house is 20 miles
away. You're talking to the animals all day long.
Excuse me?
You're talking to the animals all day long.
I work in a retail store. Where do you see that I talk to animals all day?
You're living out in the country, out of the woods. You don't have any contact with humans there.
I can drive to work.
Darling, you don't have to just move somewhere where there are people.
There are people.
No, raccoons aren't people.
There are 6,000 people in my town alone.
Raccoons are not people.
She didn't say they're raccoons. She said they're people.
She may think raccoons are people.
Okay. Thank
so
you for thank you very much for your call. Phil Henry Show.
I got lots of shotgun shells, so don't bring your ass here.
Yeah, okay, we got it. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. From the local store, even though the store didn't want her to have it because she is preparing for Y2K. She's got gallons of water. Her husband and her sons will help repopulate the Earth.
And you can make all kinds of jokes about it, Phil, but it is...
Well, the jokes started when you started saying that don't drag my radioactive ass over to your house because, you know, you're not going to give me any water, right?
Phil, you know, we've got a very serious situation with Y2K. No, I do not, and I don't think there's anyone listening in your audience tonight that is prepared to deal in any rational way with radioactive mutants who may find their way to their front door.
Radioactive mutants?
So that's really funny, huh? Okay, you wait and see what happens.
Radioactive mutants will be at your front door. Is that it? Is that it, Bobby?
Go to another call, please.
No, seriously. I'm going to get radioactive and become a mutation and come to your door asking for water. Is that it?
Go to another call, please.
Is that it?
Phil, I do not want hairless, cross-eyed, limp-legged freaks running into my house. I just don't.
Okay. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
Well, you know what? When I first called in, I thought this was going to be serious, but, Bobby, you've obviously got some major problems.
No, I'm trying to make a point.
Well, you know what?
Because everybody else wants to make a joke out of this. That's fine.
No, no, no. Let me ask you a question.
We have a serious situation in our country, and I have addressed that situation.
Bobby, okay. The main point here is that you felt you deserved the water, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And responsible people get the water, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't it have been responsible for you to stock up water earlier than the last minute?
No, because the water doesn't keep, number one. Number two, it's important to make sure that you are that the supplies that you have
so it's
are going to be fresh.
It's responsible to be unprepared.
The water needed to be fresh.
And how long does water keep?
I don't know.
Well, then wouldn't it be responsible to find out how long water kept?
I need the freshest water possible for my three boys. My three sons,
Justin, Seth, and Dylan. Do you have any idea when that water was bottled?
Well, if I'm buying it today, it's fresher than it was 6 months ago.
But you know
what?
That's
why I was buying it today.
I used to work for one of those club warehouses.
Because it's fresh.
Oh, okay. Well, so say the water's fresh. So
mm-hmm.
you're still...
Mm-hmm.
Now, out
mm-hmm.
of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
you're on the PTO board.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of
mm-hmm.
an issue that came up. Now, mm-hmm. is that an elected position?
Mm-hmm. This is an elected position, yes.
And getting into a hair-pulling contest out there at the club today ain't going to do you much good there with the PTO.
Decide what happens. Don't worry about it.
Now, Bobby, you're with the PTO.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the PTO helps set rules within schools, for example, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, aren't there some rules, for example, when I was in school...
Okay, thanks a lot. We got 20 questions going on. Here is, because I really would like to get to this call in Hawaii tonight. Kula, Hawaii. Hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
How you doing, pal? What island are you on, man?
I'm sorry, I'm on Maui.
Maui, great. Rather talk to you than some cat in Portland anyway.
God, how rude, Phil.
Well, I just do. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I just think it's sick and disgusting how this lady has to go get her water. I think the store manager was doing her job, and I think this lady needs a lot of help.
I need the most recently made water possible.
No, excuse me. I'm 14 years old, and
mm-hmm.
I have a lot more better grip on Y2K than
wait
you
a minute.
Ever have in your life.
But you live in Hawaii.
You need so much help.
You live in Hawaii. I can't
what
just go down.
What about Hawaii?
I can't go down to a stream and drink from a brook like
people in Hawaii do.
You
are so confused. You are so disgusting.
How is it
confused.
That? How am I? You people in Hawaii go drink out of a brook.
You are so disgusting.
You have
confused.
All the.
It's not even funny. You are so...
I'm sorry. What do you know that I don't know, young man? You got
what
all
the... I know? Well, geez, I know a lot more than you will ever know about Y2K.
You have all the fresh water made.
I am sorry. You are so wrong. You are... It is so
you
disgusting
people
you
in Hawaii
to
go up to one, you people in Hawaii go up to one of your little brooks and waterfalls, and you sit under...
It is so disgusting that you have to go in, and you have to do that to a store manager. I have a retail... I have a summer job in a retail store.
Oh, go split a coconut.
And if anybody... What was that?
I said to go split a coconut.